Okay. That's...
Ja, ey, ohne Ali. Boah, gerne. Ja, und alles für Learning, Long Fun. Mal gucken, wie drastisch das ist. Wanna try. Investigate a little bit. Und jetzt mal gucken, wie drastisch das ist.
Das ist echt zu weird, ne?
Ja, können wir noch nicht. Nee.
Sorry. Ich will be muted.
Hi.
Can you do that? I can probably do that.
There you go. Want to mute?
Yes. You can mute.
Oh, yeah. No, he's muted. Yeah, he's muted. Yeah, okay. Fine, as we were saying. So my colleague has actually tasted this. What's going on in the sugar? We want to try and investigate to understand why Rashi didn't hold that thesis. So the Gemara said that we had a question on Akiva. Akiva, we're saying that here is holding. So Rishaya is holding like the Akiva holds. Eidim is a knas. Since Eidim is a knas, Rishaya didn't bring down Rabbi Akiva, right? Because he holds that Eidim is a Knas, and Abishai didn't bring down the Knosses. So the Gemara had a question, if you also have a keyword, so why did he not hold, bring down, why didn't he list two types of Shorim? A Shoydadik Shorim and a Shoydadik Odom. Although it's the same act, but it's different dinim. A Shoydadik Shorim, a town that's Adik Shorim, how much you pay, as an Ezim, and a town that's Odom. Well, you keep a hold, you pay most nezek shalim. You pay the animal, the owner of the animal pays nezek shalim.
That's in all cases. That's whether or not he instigated or didn't instigate. It's all.
Tom's like, yeah, Odom pays nezek shalim. So obviously there was a pshia looking after the town. So the question was, why did he not bring down two cases of a shoydazik Odom? The Gemara answers, Hotavre Rebbe Kiva broke his fist. What does he mean by that? Rebbe Kiva said that you don't pay Ma'aliyah, a town, even if it's Azik and Odom, doesn't pay Ma'aliyah. Only pays Migufun. So although he pays Nezek Shaleh, but there's a cap. You only pay up to Migufun, the value of the animal itself, of the mazik itself. So Rashi said that to explain what the Gemara meant. So he said, so you see, you don't pay Nezek Shalim. You don't pay Nezek Shalim. Because if the animal's not worth Nezek Shalim, you don't pay it. So since you don't pay Nezek Shalim, therefore it's not brought down in the list of cases. Because we have cases where you pay Nezek Shalim. We have cases where you don't pay Nezek Shalim. We already mentioned the cases where you don't pay Nezek Shalim. To show the Azik Shorim. So I don't need to talk about show the Azik Odom, but it's also not Nezik Shorim. That's how Rashi was Masbe the answer,
Is that
right?
enough to knock it out? And even if you, if it sometimes pays Nezek Shalom, is that good enough to buy it or not?
Rashi says, Vishtaka, the loy Mishani Nezik Shorim, you find Tantai, doesn't pay Nezik Shorim. Other commissions show Shorim, the Drake Tasis. This is said, and I understand, there will be instances where you don't pay Nezek Shalim, and there will be instances where you do pay Nezek Shalim. So that means, really, that there's a chiyuv of Nezek Shalim, but there's just an inability to claim that chiyuv, but the chiyuv's there. So if so, it should have been brought down as two separate chiyuvim. You have a shoydazik shoy where the chiyuv is only chatz nezek, and a shoydazik odom where the chiyuv is Nezek Shalim. Just there's a limit where you can claim it from. If the shorim doesn't work, not work so much, you can't claim it because there's nothing to claim it from. The bank's empty. But the chiyuv is there. That was Tosfos Kashi. I went to visit what Yeshua was calling out just a second ago. Right? So Tosfos said, third line down in Tosfos, the pirush kunshus na mikoshet, the pirush. First word on the line is a pish. Ah, I got the zimnin nezek shalim. Since sometimes there's no nezek shalim, kimin shashoy. Remember, there were some words missing in this thesis. Kids, we read all the words we're missing as well. Third line, let's start again. Third line of Tosis, the Pirush Kuntras Nami Kosher. The Pirush, now we have to read the parts that's missing. Vishtakav, Teloy Mishalim, Nezik Sholim, Elok Moshe, Shoy Shoba. The Avagav, the Zimnin, let's take this discussion now. Avagav, the Zimnin, Lek Nezik Sholim, even though sometimes we won't be Nezik Sholim. For example, when the show is not worth, kizeziko, the amount of its damage, mikol mokoim, listening to yigam yishoy, it should have still said two times the show, kim delpa omim, ike, nezik shalim, since sometimes there is nezik shalim, so the chiyuv really is nezik shalim, just you weren't meant to claim it, so what? It should still be brought down as two separate cases. Okay, we said this cash is from Kasha Rashi. We have to really try and think of a pshat to explain why Rashi wasn't bothered about Tosis's theretz. Tosis's cash.
You said all the missing words. Are you referring to some?
There was on the side of the Gemara. Remember, we said on the Tanya. There's a little asterisk.
Asterisk. Yeah,
which tells you to look to the side. The Sefer Chosed. It's a loyma, ishtaka, loy mishalim, yedik sholim. You have that on the side of yours, you must have.
Yes, it was something.
Yeah?
So who is that?
The Maram. It ends up, you see, Rishman?
Yeah.
It's Maram. Maram, there's definitely something missing in Tosis.
Is it that's one already
filling up.
No, there's something missing. Whether Rashi wrote it and it got lost, or who knows what. So the Sefer Chosed, there's something missing from this. Rashi did it, take them read. Pirush Kuntras Nami Kosher, the Pirush Ap Agav. That's not Rashi. The Pirush something. And Tosis Kasher is Ap Agav. So there's something missing from it. Kitzer, what do we have? We have Machlok Rashi Tosis. Rashi says it's not listed in the list of always because as a separate Av because there's no chiyuv nezik shalom. But Tosis, there is a chiyuv nezik shalom, which is sometimes you can't claim that nezik shalom. The chiyuv is there. So in order to answer this, there's a very specific nekuda in Hilchas Tam, which we mentioned once as we went through Shoshan Ogah, but it's an important point in Hilchas Tam. If Tam pays chatinezek mi gufo, what happened, for instance, what happened if the animal gets lost? The animal gets lost completely. The animal gets lost. What do you do then? Do you pay or do you not pay?
No.
We know that you never pay more than the value of the animal. What happens if the animal is no longer existing? It's run off. Do you, we don't know where it is. Do you pay or do you not pay? This is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds, in this case, you still pay. You still pay. Rashi is like Lamed Vav. We're going to have a look. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. You want to have a look means Kedai to look. Kedai to look means flip some pages until you get there. The Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. I'm just going to read that to three lines of Rashi. It's not only there, there's other Rashis as well. But this one's where the Russian teachers argue about it. The end of Amaniyah, it's a sugya there about Tam and Wood. So Rashi, the last three lines of the period there, of that Ramadan, Rashi said the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when an animal gores, based on evaluate how much the damage was, and the person has to pay. Obviously, up to the amount of the value of the animal, but he has to pay. Says Rashi, Amnei Rishmael, Kim and Omar Balchoyu, from the Rishmael, the Mazik, who goes, now becomes a Balchoyu, he has to pay. Vizuzi Uda Atzik Bey, he pays money, doesn't pay the animal, pays money. Omar Dar Echod, if one of the animals gets lost, and is the topic which animal goes, Loi Ibeid is Fusoy, the Nizik can still claim. In this case, so Rashi talking about a person who owned two animals. One of his animals bought. We don't know which one. One's more expensive than the other. So the shayla is, if one of them now gets lost, Can the Nizik say, okay, pay from the other one? Or can the Mazik say, no, maybe the one, the small one, good, and he's lost, so there's nothing to claim from. You need to claim from the animal, it's not here. Can the Mazik get out of it? Says Rashi, come to be small at least, it's the shit of the Tanoim. No, even if it got lost, the Mazik still has to pay.
Based on what?
Based on the value of the one that got lost. Up to the amount of value, you know how much it was worth. You know how much it was worth. There's no sort of amount how much the animals was worth.
So you basically don't need the animal then, in order to do the evaluation.
Right? Even though there's no way to claim from this animal, because this animal's not here. Right? Even though there's no way to claim from it, Rashi said it doesn't make a difference. You have to pay. I mean, according to Rashi, when we say Mishalim mi gufoi, it didn't mean to say that Mishalim from that goof, and that, you know, there's a limit from where you can claim your damage from. That's not what it meant. Mishalim mi gufoi is just a cap of how much you have to pay. It's not a place from where to claim, but rather a limit on how much to claim. And this is not true. That Mishalim Igufoi is not to tell you how much to pay, but to tell you from where to pay. You have to pay from the animal. That's what Tosis is there. Tosis brings a ride from the Gemara, where it says it's going to be small. If you shepherd the animal, if the mother shepherd the animal, the Nizik loses out. So they go right, and you see it's not how much to pay, it's from where to pay.
Doesn't the shepherd animal still have value?
Yeah, not originally. So now it's worth much less. So the Machlokes Rashi Tosis is one place, but there's other places as well. Machlokes Rashi Tosis, let me speak it out first. Machlokes Rashi Tosis, what does it mean, Mishal Migufor? Important idea. What does it mean, Mishal Migufor? Does Mishal Migufor mean to tell you how much to pay? Or does Mishal Migufi tell you from where to pay? According to Tosis, Mishal Migufi tells you from where to pay. Obviously, if it's from where, there's obviously going to be a limit how much as well. But it's from where to pay. According to Rashi, Mishal Migufi is a din of how much to pay. Okay? So now, if that's, we see in Rashi and Tosis, so our Rashi and Tosis are the same. It's the only issue to cite. Both Rashi here and Tosis here are both saying pshat based on their outlook on what tam mishalim migufoi means. Remember, Rashi said that you only pay, I think, that you only pay migufoi. So therefore, it's not included in nezek shalim. But sometimes it will be migufoi. Sometimes it will be nezek shalim. So you shouldn't have said that case. That's what Tosis telling on Rashi. Based on what we just have said, we understand both of them. Tosis holds that Mishalim Migufoi is just telling from where to claim. So if there's a field of, if the animal's worth a ton of money, so then how much do you have to pay? There was a Mazik, a Gord, a Mazik Tam, Gord, an animal, caused 500 shekels worth of damage, and the Mazik is worth 1,000 shekels. So how much do you have to pay? Nezek Shalim. From where do you pay? From the animal. So Kunta Tosis, all we learn Migufa is from where? So here you can claim from the animal. So it's Nezek Shalim. What happens if the animal is only worth 200 shekels? Is it 500 shekels worth of damage? And the animal is only worth 200 shekels. How much do you have to pay? The eggs are 500 shekels. From where do you claim it? Tosis shit of Migufa was from where? From where do you claim it? From this animal, but this animal is only worth 200 shekels. So the bank is there, the bank account is empty. But really, the chiyuv is 500 shekels. Migufoi means that the chiyuv is could be nezek shalim, because it could be full amount. Yeah, but from where do you claim it? From migufoi. So Frank says, so we should have said the difference if it was a shoy the azik shoy, and the halachas you pay as an azik. And Shoy Dazik, hold on, when that offers you pay Nezek Shalim. Sometimes you won't be able to claim it so much, but the Chiyuv is there. So sometimes you won't be able to claim. Tam Mishan Mikufo is not characterizing anything in the Chiyuv. It's just characterizing from where to claim. Right? That's all it's doing. The Chiyuv could be the same Chiyuv. It's just coming to say from where you can claim. So if there's a Chiyuv of Nezek Shalim, you should have said it. Sometimes you won't be able to claim. That's a technicality. Because the Torah gave Hagbalah from where to claim. But the Chiyuv is still there. That's just a place. But Rashi doesn't know that. Rashi holds that even if the animal's not here, you still need to pay. So what does Tam Mishan Mikufo mean?
It's a cap.
It's a cap on the heel. It's not from where to pay. Because even if it's not here, you still have to pay. So what's Mishan Mikufo is? It's a thing in the actual heel. There's a cap on the heel. The chiyuv is not a chiyuv of Nezek Shalim. The chiyuv is a chiyuv of Migufo. Now, sometimes the chiyuv Migufo will be equivalent to the Nezek Shalim. But there's a limit in the actual chiyuv. The chiyuv is not a chiyuv of Nezek Shalim. The chiyuv is a chiyuv of Migufo. It says Rashi, since the Migufo, the chiyuv of Migufo, is a different chiyuv to Nezek Shalim, so it doesn't come under Nezek Shalim anymore. Doesn't come under Nezek Shalim. It's less than Nezek Shalim. It's Migufoy. So says Rashi, Tavri of Kibbutz Exizim. Since there are instances where you don't pay Nezek Shalim, what does that tell me? That the Chiyuv has nothing to do with Nezek Shalim. The Chiyuv is Migufoy. It's not a Chiyuv of Nezek Shalim. It's a Chiyuv of Migufoy. There's a cap in the Chiyuv. It's not a cap where to claim it from. There's a cap in the actual field. So it says Rashi, therefore, and it's not anymore a new type of field. We had a field of Chatzinezek, we had a field of Nezek Shalim, and this is also not a Nezek Shalim. It's also not a Nezek Shalim. It's a field of less than Nezek Shalim. It's a field of Migun. Says Rashi, so then Rabbi Shai is not going to bring it down as one of the cases of obviously. If it was a new chiyuv of Nezek Shalem, they should have brought it down. But not, the chiyuv is not Nezek Shalem. All right, what happens if the animal's not here, but its worth was less than the value of the damage it did? How much do you pay? It was not here, it was run off. Its worth is less than the animal, than the damage it did. According to Rashi. The animal ran off, but the damage it did is worse than the animal was worth. It's less than the animal's worth. How much do you pay? The value of the animal. Not Nezek Shalim. Why not Nezek Shalim? Because there's a cap in the chiyuv. So it's not chiyuv of Nezek Shalim anymore. So it's more like the chiyuv of Chatzinezek. It's an example of an animal that doesn't pay. Its liability is not equivalent to the damage it did. There are instances where an animal damages and it has to pay the value of it. There are instances where an animal damaged and it doesn't have to pay the value it did. There are instances where it does have to pay and who it has to pay Nezek Shalim. A tam, only Chatzin Nezek. And this type of animal, although it is an odon, also is not Nezek Shalim. It's called Migufoy, which comes under the category of not having to pay full damage, which comes under the category of Chatzin Nezek. That's how Rashi knows. So just to be misakin the point, it's important you see it, you saw it in understanding time. Rabbi Machlekes, what Tam Mishan Migufo means? What does it mean by Tam Mishan Migufo? Does Tam Mishan Migufo mean that just simply we don't know where to claim, we've got a limit where to claim the money from? A Tam has to pay Chatzinetic. How much? Migufo. Is that Migufo limiting how much of a chiyuv there is, or from where to claim it? That's the shayla. Is the migufoy defining the liability, or just defining where to claim from? According to Rav Tosfos, it's not defining the liability. The liability is exactly whatever the liability is meant to be. If the animal would have been worth a ton of money, then you'd have whatever the liability is, a full liability. It's not defining the liability. The gufoi is this just defining where to go, which bank to pay from. Do you go to bank. Puggy, or do you have the bank moving? That's all it is. You have to define which bank you go to, which line you queue up in. There's a queue for another four. Malian, there's a queue for me. And that's all it is. It's just coming to see from where to get from. So it's got a good time. If really there's a queue for Mezik Shali, that's very different than Tanas Mazigan Odom to Tamar Mazigan Shoy. Tanas Mazigan Odom. How much of a liability do you have? Mezik Shali. Is it in? Mezik Shali. Tanas Mazigan Odom. Sorry, how much do you pay? Hatsi Mezik. It might be that practically you'll get the same, only you'll be able to claim the same amount of money from both of them. Might be. Because the Tanas Mazigan Odom and Tanas Mazigan Shoy. There's a limit, you can only be given from the value of the animal. So if the value of the animal happens to be the amount of Chatzin Ezek, then it could be that practically it'll be the same here. Could be, but really, the liability is a completely different liability. The liability of Tam Shoy Sha'al, Tam Shezek Shoy is Chatzin Ezek. The liability of Shoy Shezek Odom is Nezek Shoy. That's the liability of the chiyuvim. That's Shittas Taisa. Hence Taisa's question. Shittas Rashi, you got it wrong. The liability is a different liability. Liability of a Shoy Shezik Shoy is Chatzin Nezik. A liability of Shoy Shezik Odom is not Nezik Shoy. Not Nezik Shoy. It's Migufo. That's the liability. Whatever, this is Rashi, whatever the value of the animal is, up to that value is the amount you can pay. And that's the chiyuv. Not from where to pay him. That's the chiyuv. So the chiyuv is not a chiyuv of Nezik Shari. So since it's not anymore a chiyuv of Nezik Shari, he says Rashi, so there are cases you don't pay Nezik Shari. What does that tell me? If there are cases you don't pay Nezik Shari, what does that tell you? The chiyuv is not Nezik Shari. So what's the place to say? Yeah, but sometimes you do. I don't care about sometimes you do. Because since sometimes you don't, that shows us what the chiyuv is. That's defining to us the chiyuv. What the times that you don't is what's defining the chiyuv. So defining the chiyuv is migul for you. That's the chiyuv. Meir Rashi doesn't learn like Tosis. And Kamavan, Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi. All based on the machlokes elsewhere, how to understand what is. Okay, got it? Remember from when we get to no doubt we'll come across it again before we get it. We've got series of time coming over. Yes, for sure.
Tell us when it comes, let's say the dog of Lua, and it has to be from the best of the field. Can does Tosfos hold that that just means that you can't buy from the best of the field, or actually,
what's this for you?
No, Tosfos seems to be concerned.
I'm not going to his answer yet. I'm going to take the question. Why Tate had a question on Rashi?
Okay.
Tate's question on Rashi was that it cannot be, the reason is because sometimes you don't pay. Because if you find that something you do pay, that shows that the chiyuv there is a chiyuv of. There's no question. Just where do you claim it from? You claim it from Gufa. That's all the Gufi tells me. Where to claim from? That's right. The real of Gufi. Where to claim?
Right. So when we're talking about where it's a mua, and it also tells us where you pay from the best of your field. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is he limited to the best of the field? Is a person required to take from the best of the field? What's the say? Person doesn't have any fields at all, but he has money in the bank. Does he?
Money is not free. You also have to show them a meter, but money's like meter. You have to pay the best. Money is like meter. It's a sugya later on, like what is meter? But meter is the best quality of field or money. One of those. Okay, so that's basically cash. We understand how it is also Rashi. We understand why Rashi wasn't bothered about Tosis' question. Now we have one more problem. Tosis gives his own shot in this gemara. And we need to understand why Rashi didn't want to say Tosis' shot. What's Tosis pshat in the sugya? Why? What does it mean by Tavu Rabbi Kiva L'Gzidin?
Right.
What does it mean by Tavu Rabbi Kiva L'Gzidin? Now what extent? So you pay my me pay me goofy. So what? Mishloima the cave on the ain't mishalim and me goof I mean tesis, yeah. Everyone has tesis? Mishloima came on the ain't mishalim and me goof boy. Okay, my name is Shalman and Gufo, since you're only playing from the Gufo, he actually missing Gabi Ovis. He can't be included in the list of Ovis. The middle of the Kamon, Kulon can always say the Shalim you made up. The Gemara is going to say at the end of our Sugi, you must have got there already, that the reason why Kliya calls him Ovis because you claim me made up. The reason why Vishai calls him Ovis because you claim for made up. So it says, places. If you claim it, you go for it. If you claim it from the animal, you go for it, then it's not full made up. So it can't be obvious. It thinks you claim from the animal. So if you claim from the animal, then it can't be called made up. Made up means the best of the land. It's from an animal. It's from an animal. It's not made up. So made up is partial, but it can't be included in the list of obvious as you can. You don't claim you made up. You can't put an R.
Is that not?
It doesn't say that.
But sure, we
know
it's short.
Moment. The whole thing could be too much more. I'm not talking about it. Right? So it can't come under the category of obvious. Because the obvious means that you claim me more, me Google, me meet up. And since it didn't, you have to claim me Google. So it's no longer anymore. A meetup. Meetup means from the best land. Here you're limited. You have to claim it from however the value of that, however the animal was. Animals are really lousy animals. You have to claim it for the lousy animal. So it's not meetup. A meetup can't be included as an R. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosis? It's there, no? Can't be a meetup because. Can't be argued that it's not made up. So why didn't Tosis, why didn't Rashi learn like Tosis?
He doesn't need to.
Doesn't need to. It's nice simple terrors. No? Don't Rashi.
Well, because it's the point of Rashi, it's still a definition of Peter as opposed to where it like, was coming from. So it doesn't really fit
into Rashi's whole knowledge. So Kundra Rashi, first of all, Kundra Bishmal, right? Kundra Bishmal, Rashi holds you don't claim from the animal, you claim from money. Claim from money, money is made up. So that question, this time of Tosfos, the Daf of Bishmal at least is not true. But the fact that we're actually going to Daf of Kiva is not such a poshut matter to say that. So the answer is very possible, really. Why Torah actually doesn't want to hold that basis? Because the Gemara, which we haven't learned together, but there's a Gemara that says Metav is either Kalka or Metalklin. Metalklin is also Metav. Metalklin is also Metav. You know what the pshat is? Metav means you should be able to get the most amount of buyers for such an item. So if I'm in a place, I've got a field, and it's rocky or something, people aren't going to buy it. Made some people are going to buy it. If you have a talisman, you could take it from place to place. So here there are people who are willing to buy it. So you go to somewhere else, you find somewhere else where there is. So made up, since there are places where you can always find it, so it's always called made up. So Gemara says, Metalman, Yoshi, it tells you that Metalman is called made. So a bunch of our friends say, well, that's possible chat. You have to now work out my thesis. Didn't say that. That by Metalman, by Metav, then it is called Metav, and therefore that would have been a good enough reason for it to be included in the obvious. Because you're going from this behemoth, and this behemoth is Metav. So, shining out, what Tosis does, what Tosis does, doesn't attack the actual time that Tosis have is a bit controversial. Tosis said it's not called Metav, not true, it could very well be Metav. Metav could be Metav as well. Okay, so what I'm done basically today. We've learned Rashi, we've explained Rashi to our best of abilities, that Rashi, and we explained why Tosis didn't learn like Rashi, and focus on Rashi basis on that. And all what I've said today is all based on the Shiurim of Reb Nochum. That's how he's masbin with the league of Rashi, Taisi, Rashi, Shitosi, Taisi, Shitosi, and all Gishmak. Seda, that was that. Zot the Gemara writer. Ha'oines. Ha'oines v'amefate v'amitzi shema. See where it is? First word in the line is mefate. You have it or not?
Yes.
Oinus, I'm a fat, I'm a shema. Then I'm going to hold this thing. Think most of our question. Maybe Shai said, I'm only talking about mommy, not knas. Therefore, I didn't list all the lists that are going to be here brought down. Frank the Gemara asked the Gemara in the list of Ebchir, there are some more mommy cases. Which ones? Oinus, my father, Mighty Shema. The onus is mommy. The fat is mommy. Mitzi Shemra is mom. That's the Gemara's catch. Telisni, you should have brought it down. The onus, the fat is Mitzi Shemra, the mommy, you're listening. The question is, for some of you have seen this Gemara, right?
Yes.
Why is onus, my fat is Mitzi Shemra, mommy? Where's the mommy? 50 shekels is not mommy. It's knas. 100 shekel is not mommy, it's knas.
Say over or above. If the knas is over and above the mama, it's still the mama of damage that the person inflicted upon.
Right. How did you know that? Very good, excellent. Oines, the path of the Oines is Rashi. Shechamishin kesev levav have a knas. The 50 kesev on its own is knas. How the years would begun, but if somebody does this study, there's a begun. The woman's worth less now than she was worth beforehand. Because the Rama makes all this. And there's also Bereshit. Bereshit is all the Mameno, the Mameno. So, you know, people are less willing to get married to a lady that's had an affair, even if it wasn't willing for willfully. So then a lady that's not like that. So there's definitely a begun, and definitely a nezek. So why is it not brought down in the list? Should say oinus, because at least the nezek part of the oinus, with the fat as well, the nezek, the places. Moshe Shemra, please, going to tell us that there isn't anything with Moshe Shemra. Moshe Shemra is a pure class. There's no nezek whatsoever in Moshe Shemra. But at least, Oinus and Mephata, that was the question of the Gemara. Oinus and Mephata should have been brought down. Says the Gemara. The Gemara, Monosh, yeah? Answers the Gemara, Monosh. This is now the Gemara answer. Monosh. No, doesn't need to be brought down. But whichever way you look at it, it's been addressed already. Monosh, that's what Monosh means. Whichever way you look at it, it's been addressed. Inezek. If you're going to worry about the Nezek, there was some type of Nezek, totally. It says it already. Itzar. What about Itzar? But you have to pay for the Tzar. Totally. It's also one of those five things mentioned already. Ibushes. What about Bushes? And totally is also written. It's already said. Nezek, Tzar. Bushes. Ipigam, what about Gamishpapa that you know the value's gone down? Hi Nunezik, and that's Nezik.
Which value
what? What?
The victim
of the victim. We said that, for instance, that people are less willing to marry her, less willing to associate herself with her. So her value has gone down.
As a woman in that situation. He pays now.
Besides paying the 50, he also has to pay Pigam Shvach, he has to pay the amount that she's now worth less.
Where does Pigam come from? So that's a
Pigam Shvach.
Where's the first part?
That's a type of Nezek.
Yeah,
Nezek. So Silvana, she was a very posh lady, but those are people who are willing to pay a lot of money for her to marry her. And that option is worth
nothing.
Oh, very good question. Mm-hmm. The Gemara repeats itself twice. Inezek, Tonu, what Nezek is it? Nezek. The Nezek is the Pigam. What other nezik is there to a lady in the fata, let's say, other than the gamut father?
I understand.
What nezik? What nezik?
You have a case of the elements that damage the person.
Maybe. Maybe. Did you notice in Rashi? Look at Rashi. Oh, you know some about it. So you want to shop. You saw this Rashi? It's about time for Yossi to have spotted this one. How he goes in on a modern shop. Why did we need to bring it down? How's it carry on? And if you notice, Rashi missed out some words. Rashi missed out Inezek Tonami. Rashi jumps to the Tzar. So the Rashash says that these words, Inezik Tonalei, are a mistake. They're not meant to be in it
at all.
And he sends Mukha from Rashi. Because that's what the Pagam is. We say, Itzal Tonim. I purchased Tonim. I Pagam. Okay, that's Nezik. And that's also written. So we've done that. We're not repeating ourselves by Nezik because one time wasn't meant to be there. It's Medaik in this Rashi. Medaik in the Pshat and the Mark Hiraps.
He already said Nezik already.
But. That's the Medaik in Russia.
Well, does it make sense to him? Because
it's the type of thing that repairs itself. It's not something that's in the nezik. It's going to be
long term. It's intangible losses.
Begam is that her value is in the job. When she was a psulo, could have been a psulo. A psulo is worth X amount. Now she's a bubulo, which is worth much less. And that's. Yeah.
What about if she has sisters and their value also goes down?
Why should they?
It should, because they're raising the same family, like it might be
it doesn't fight like Kesha. So it's a bit unfair. Or why should people's value go down because of their
that's even most shameful.
Yeah, but you're not.
What's in that for me?
I don't know.
I don't know. Itzar tonel, ibush is tonel. Ibegam, that when a person ma'anis a woman, umefata woman, is a certain begam mishvoke. I know nezik. Nezik.
Why? I first had a question about this yesterday. Why is ripui the sin?
Why is what?
Ripui.
Maybe there isn't any ripui fruit. Myself and me, meknoso. We can also look at my. We can ask, look at my. Okay, so maybe that's why we're trying to bring it down. The knas itself really said we're not talking about knas. And the mom, the shaboy, I discussed in other instances. Nezek tzar, if we should be very short of all that. So, zom drashi, don't think there is any, nothing. Toysis. Oynos, Mepata, Maiti Shema, Dmamainahor. You see the Tosfos? Second Tosfos on the page. It says Tosfos, Maiti Shema, Les Bei Mamainahor Klal. There is no other monetary liability with Maiti Shema. There's no Tsar, no Boishes, no Nezek, no Begam. It's just that somebody spoke badly about her. Huh? And he was found out to be lying. So then he has to pay on the check.
There was rumors around town.
It's not a physical act, it's just speech. Hello, Mea Kesef, and also turned out it was all in his body, it was all shaking.
It's still, it's still. It's
clear. Where is this thing? It doesn't mean anything.
Hello, Mea Kesef, Hello, Agav, Achine, Nakti. Hello, Aga, this is not the first time, and also last time we had the same type of question. Every time we have a dinosaur, there's certain things that go together. For instance, Kheri Shaita and cotton always go together. So sometimes we'll be speaking about Kheri Shaita, even though cotton may be not Negea, we'll say Kheri Shaita and cotton because that's the group. I guess Mephatim and Tishema are always mentioned together all the way through Shas. So when the Tana, when the Gemara wants to discuss about part of it, I'll put them all together. But in actual fact, there's only mummy in two of them. In the other one, there's no mummy. Israel said last time, remember, Rashi said, could you not swash? Where is that? I show you. Right, all the not God, I'll show you loud. Dafka, Rashi said that that's something which is all over Shas. So you have to know how to retaste, how to reach us. Tom, you have to know how to reach us. When Shas talks about things, puts them together, even though maybe with some of them there wouldn't be Nagea, when the other ones are on there, they're coupled together.
Would we not expect Rashi to highlight that? Or it's not? Rashi here from the dying for us, of a Shoyan. And here he's not doing it. I don't know how to make this place to Rashi.
I don't think so. It could be that more posh to Rashi, the Enes, Mephatim, and Shema are always coupled together more than Shema, Chinam, and Shoyan. Therefore, they had to speak about it here again.
If she was a Motzi Shema, and now she wants a divorce, she's allowed to divorce.
Sure.
So now...
What do you mean she's allowed to? She's allowed to not get married to.
She wasn't married, right? She's a Motzi Shema.
Right.
She was already married.
Yeah. She can't force him to give a divorce. How can she force her husband to give a divorce?
What?
How can she force her husband to give a divorce?
This is a Motzi Shema.
Says that in the Torah, says that in
the Torah, my master's love.
It's a new thing for me, that's a new one for me, Dr. Father,
somebody. Okay. Well, the boat is slightly, but he's saying it because he wants to get out of it.
Right, okay, he has to pay, what's it mean? He has to pay,
right?
And,
the demon goes to the
father,
even though she's a married woman.
But then it goes to him because it's not what I think it's the father because it's a. It's the father because he's going to die on.
Also, it says. If there was a man, he got issues of oil of snail. Someone in his dwelling waits till a shame roll. Mama says she'll leave the captive back of a love and a tossing of soul. The Lord of Havi and Nara of Imo. But it's serious, Pisula and Nara and Zigna here and Shoro. But Oma Havi and Nara as Gainer is pitying or sat to the issue there. The issue of Israel, in a use, some are leaving his dwelling, name of the source of the bits from Sulim. What would be if she doesn't want to stay married? I don't remember.
There's no gamma. You just think that there's a. There's a thing with gamma.
What did they tell us?
No, that's what I said that the whole gamma. I know.
Right. So there's still no gamma. Right.
She's married, she's married, she has to stay married to them. That's
right.
Who
cares about anyway, there's no gamma to her because it's bad. He was lying.
Right. She's
dedicated. Yeah.
It
was the father was the one that accepted the case of Kiddushin. Beating us up, I gave my daughter to the father, gave the Kesef Kedushin. So we received the Kesef Kedushin. Like that, that's the Sugyus then. Okay, fine. Vaite, Metame, Medamea, Memenasek, the Memoinu, Lisi. Metame, what Metame? We discussed this already. We want to share it, touch it. Mixed medame is mixed truma with the chulin, the menasich.
What's that menasich?
Hakleikis in the Gemara, but Rashi said they were talking about Manasseh over the Zohar, not that he mixed the wine of the Zohar with it. Kids, the Gemara asks, the Bemeinu, they're all monetary things. Listen, why did the Bishai not bring it down? To which the Gemara answered, Mon of Shok. He has a Shein and Nikir, Shnei Hezek. All these three things were forms of Nez Hezek, Shein and Nikir. If you look at the item, you don't see any change in the item. You won't see any Hezek. It's not like a broken clearways, it's broken. You won't see any change. So, Yeh Hezek, Shein and Nikir, Shmei Hezek. If we consider Shmei Hezek, Altonade, he did bring it. Pepshai bought it. He has a Shein and Nikir, Loi Shmei Hezek. If it's not Shmei Hezek, have a Knosso. Or with Knosso, Loi Kamani. Then it's a Knas. With a Knas, we're not referring to Pshai. We want to bring down a Knas. So what do these words mean, that's a Knas? Hezek, Shein, and Nikir, Loi Shmei Hezek, have a Knos. What's the definition of Knas? Yotza, what's the definition of Knas?
Paying above the value.
Is he paying above the value here?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the value has, well, value?
No, we should, no, it's not Nikir. Huh?
Wow.
It's not Nikir. So you have to pay according to how much the damage of not Nikir was. So why is that a Knas? Why is that more than the damage he did? Shatzazoi, hasn't changed Nikir, really doesn't have to pay anything. He hasn't done any damage. I feel tell you, he hasn't done any damage whatsoever. Hasn't changed Nikir. Loish me hasn't. Well, we've been in Toyo, because man has no physical change. Person could say, here it is. Show me anything I've done wrong here. So there's no, I'll beat the entire, he doesn't need to pay. But Chachomim made the Knas, and Chachomim said that you have to pay. Chachomim said you have to pay, it's a Knas, it's a din derabbanan that you need to pay. So it's basically more than what you have to pay, you don't have to pay anything really. Chachomim made up a Knas to be mechayev him to pay. It's a sugya gittin, hezek shenei nikir shmei hezek, or loy shmei hezek. The Rabbanan said, for instance, what happens if somebody did the Bishagik? If somebody damaged Hezek Shein and Nikir, Bishagik, does he need to pay? So if he damaged something, be it that, we don't care if it's Bishagik or Bishagik. We don't care because it's a he damaged it. All the Mul Goyla. But since it's all Knas, then he did the Rabbanan, why did Chazal mean this? Because they don't want you to go along. Really, there's no key whatsoever to pay. But we don't want you to go along and start being the time of other people's children and saying, ah, there you are, I'm off the hook. So Chazal, therefore, instituted a knas to prevent that. So where do we need to prevent it? People doing it, amazing. Suddenly doing it, shaking. We don't need to bring it down. We don't need to make such a knas. So the knas is only amazing, not the shaking, because it's not really a hezek. Between us?
If we were asked, our opinion would say
that
the
hesitant. Also, that we get up the courses?
I'm asking your opinion.
It's like it's in the Gemara, the Hezek Shein and Nikir is called Hezek or not called Hezek? You want me to give my opinion about which side I go vote for?
You can't now tell the entire population it has to be to go against the Yanisik, right? Things like that.
If something is not a physical change, I'll be tell you, there's no, not considered.
Why that? There are consequences. You just decreased his ability to.
For instance, just you know that the Gemara says if somebody stole chametz, it's over Pesach. So how much is the chametz worth?
Zilch.
But you can give it back to the guy and say, Hari, here it is, this is yours. That means, as far as Torah is concerned, Hezek is only considered Hezek in as much as there's a physical change. Halachic changes are not, doesn't fall under the category of Hezek. If you hold Hezek, Shein and Nikir, Loi Shmei Hezek. So a halachic change is not considered, doesn't fall under the category of Hezek. So it's not ice. Zafer, Mashlabir. That Nezik is a physical change. That's Nezik. So the main up, if you're Nezik changing, you can be saying people do it. So Chazal said, you know what, we're going to make a knas. I know you're pressed. Chazal said that we're going to make a knas. So since we're going to make a knas, we need to obviously be amazing. That's where it's going to get. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Knas, if Hezek Shein and Nikish Shmei Hezek, we said it already. If it's Loi Shmei Hezek, then it's a Knas. But we can also Loi Kerman. Very good, love it.
It's Knas Rabban.
If it's Knas Rabban, shouldn't be having Zikin anyway. So that question is not so much a question at this moment, it'll be more of a question soon when we bring it up here. But that's our, which we'll have an answer yet. So we have an answer for that question. I promise. Kind of gave me advance warning in that question.
You see, Ma'anis.
What?
It's a Nezim.
Ma'anis?
Gal.
Yeah, is it?
Maybe it's not noticeable.
The difference between the Ula and Absula.
Same woman. What?
There's a difference between the Ula and Absula. Right? It's a physical difference. It's not just the. Nika means if you look for it, you would see it. Might be covered up, should be covered up, but it's there, it's a change. The sheretz touching trumah is not nikah b'chal. There's no change whatsoever. Nezek has to be a change. So no change, if you hold has a change, nikah. No shmei hezek has to be a change.
If you hold that, the person still be chayav b'tzei shmai?
Sure.
Okay, I'm just wondering, sure.
Menasech, says Rashi. Menasech. Medameh, so the Rashi before. Medamea, you see where the Rashi is, halfway down the page, Bidyuk, moving on top of the page, one page, join them, they'll join.
Is it really Bidyuk? I don't think so.
Try it out.
I can figure it out.
Oh, I'm one line off.
Medamea, that's called a lack of Emunah Sefon.
No, no, I'm
not. Medamea,
I'm doing it.
On Rashi.
I'm
going to say. Medamea. This is what my rabbi told me, so that's what we kept with. Medamea. Maharib Shoma im Chulin Sel Chaveir. He makes Shoma with Chulin of somebody else's property, obviously. The Ashton must be who bizur. Now it has to be sold cheaper. Pishain Yerkolaifa al Kurin. Nobody can eat apart from Kurin. Menasich, Shenisik Yayan, Chabir, Abidizor, the Osri Bahanor, now we've got no use. However, Ovid be Mice, the roof in the yain. He did the mice with actual yain, he poured it all. Shook his hand inside. Why it is Osri Bahanor? Why is it Osri Bahanor?
As opposed to, why is it Osri Bahanor?
Since he did a mice with the yain, as opposed to start mixing the two wines together, the mice with the yain, it asks it to burn on. The buffet, the yain was, he did a mice with an act with the actual wine.
Maybe it's because if he had asked only to be my time to do it, it doesn't work if I ask to do it. You have to do a physical action.
Yeah, that's a good catch. Is
the first part of the physical action inside?
So Rashi now explains, why is it Osman? Osman, no, because he did the act on the actual one. So Ruben is adding a point, saying that the din, that ain't all the Moises, all the Sheinah Shalom. Person can't ask us something which isn't his, unless you do an act with it. So Ruben is saying that to the chat where Rashi adds, oh, but Ovid be Maisa, the roof in the end. That'd be true. I understood it was just coming to explain why is Osman, but it could be that's a shlom. Shane Nikir, Kigun Hocho. The Ain Hanezek Nikir, Besecha Peris, the Loy Kosa Lehu. Example here, Ain Hanezek Nikir, Besecha Peris, is no Nezek visible, recognizable in the actual Peris. The Loy Kosa Lehu, there's nothing lacking, nothing missing. So if you hold Hezek Shane Nikir, Loy Shme Hezek, then it would be that there's no, it's only a class. David's Kasha about that it's only. It shouldn't be in the af. If it's only your bone, it would have to be a little bit more till you get to in the b'chia itself. It's coming up another line or so. But sadly, we run out of time. And it's a sham. Where you're holding, Where's everyone holding?
Okay.
Round here. Places, yeah. Done. I guess you should go over to the dots again. All right, so the 30 minutes, we'll finish off this segment. That's all for everyone. I can't.